You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The proposed law would mean a major change for Hmong cultural weddings here in Wisconsin. At issue are the marriage negotiators called Mekong. As of now, they can conduct a Hmong wedding ceremony but not legally certify that marriage for the state. That would change under the bill, which would make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to give legal authority to these marriage negotiators. Public forums will be held about the legislation tomorrow in both La Crosse and Milwaukee. Supporters say it eliminates the need for Hmong couples to, in effect, have two weddings, one cultural, one legal, to make marriage official. Some questions remain, though, about how this would work and how it might help tackle other issues in the Hmong community. Joining us now is Pa Tao. She's the executive director of the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. Pa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today.
So can you start by telling us about Hmong cultural weddings? Give us a sense of how they work.
Well, typically when a couple wants to marry, they will negotiate between the two clans the bride price and who's going between the two families, who's going to pay for what part of the celebrations. And then they also talk about, you know, past violations against either clans and pay off of those violations and penalties so that the clan can start off on a good standing. And so all of those are negotiated during the Mekong discussion and the negotiation process.
So as I understand, then Mekong are negotiators, are not exactly officiating a ceremony. Would this change under this new legislation?
Well, they are both. So they negotiate the bride cost, the cost of the celebration, and they also perform the traditional rituals of the wedding. There are certain songs that they have to learn, certain ways of talking that they have to do in order to officially run a Hmong wedding. And so they do both of that. And so all of that is encompassed in the duties of Mekong.
And the Mekong is a respected and important person in a Hmong community, is that right?
Yes, they are.
So now, if two people are married in that ceremony, that negotiated Hmong cultural ceremony, and just that, the marriage isn't recognized by the state, so what happens then? A Hmong couple might do that ceremony and then still have to go register at a courthouse or have another officiant perform a ceremony.
Correct. That's often what happens if they decide to do a traditional Hmong marriage. And most young couples will still do a traditional Hmong marriage unless they are a Christian family. Then they will opt to do the more American traditional marriages. And so, yes, that would mean that they would have to do the traditional marriages, which costs, you know, quite a bit of money, aside from the cost of the bride price and all of that. And then, you know, we'll have to go to court and register and get a license for the marriage to be legalized.
So in this new legislation, the Mekong would be held to the same legal regulation as anyone else right now who can legally endorse, recognize a wedding. What are some of the benefits, first of all, you think, for the Hmong community if this change went into place?
Well, I think definitely it will make the marriage process a lot more simpler and easier for married couples. They won't have to go the additional step to get the marriages legalized, right? So it will remove that inconvenience. To some couple, it is an inconvenience because they do have to do a traditional Hmong marriage and then go to the court and get that marriage legalized. And so it will remove that barrier. It will make it more convenient for them to be legally married and whatnot. Some of the benefits of Mekong being legalized is that it may potentially reduce the rates of underage marriage, forced marriages, and second wives or third wives marriages, and those things are things that still happen in our community. And so hopefully this will be a good consequences if the Mekong project takes off.
Talking to Pa Tao with the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association about a proposed change in marriage laws that would affect Hmong cultural weddings. So what concerns do you have about this proposal? What would you like to see addressed if this change is made?
Well, I think first of all, Mekong are typically Hmong men. traditionally, they are the only ones that are able to hold that role in the community. Women and girls are not allowed to learn to be Meigong. And during the negotiation of the marriages, wives and daughters and mothers are not part of the conversation, right? And so I'm hoping that if the bill does pass and it comes to be law, that it will legalize some of these gender inequality. And I think that if it is legal, then they can discriminate against who can be a Meigong, who cannot be a Meigong. So then that will hopefully equalize that field a little bit.
Well, you've mentioned a few gender issues in the Hmong community in just the last few minutes. Underage marriage for girls, possible forced marriage, Mekong mostly only being men. Are you hoping that as this change gets discussed, it'll maybe open a conversation about these gender relation issues among the Hmong community here in Wisconsin?
I do, and I hope that that conversation takes place because I think legalizing cultural marriages is a way to preserve and maintain the Hmong traditions legally. But then it also means that, you know, that our folks will be held to a standard of accountability. And I hope that in the long run that will help, you know, with some of the issues of the gender inequality and whatnot.
And on the flip side, are you concerned that people in the Hmong community might view this as a way for the state to interfere with cultural traditions?
They could look at it that way, but I think I tend to look at it more positively because, like I said, you know, it is a way to hold folks in our community accountable, right? And so if they are legalized and certified Meigong, that means that they will have to follow the land of the law. And that means, you know, not performing underage marriages, you know, not performing forced marriages and that kind of stuff. But then that brings me to the question of, you know, who is going to be the certification board? Who's going to sit on the certification board to certify Meigong? And how is that process going to look like? And not only that, but in the process of training these Meigong, what are the topics that will be covered, and how are they going to be trained in order to make sure that they do follow the land of law and that they do understand the full implications of being a licensed Meigong.
If all those issues are addressed, are you generally supportive? Are you hoping this gets signed into law?
I am positively, you know, I am in support of it if all of these, if the discussion happens and if these points are taken into consideration and they are thought through thoroughly about some of the implications. I mean, there are always going to be unintended consequences, right? And I've heard from the 18th County Council that that legalizing Meigong will be optional for folks in our community.
Pa, thank you so much. That's all the time we have. That was Pa Tao with the Eau Claire Area Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.